This is Jordan Seculo. Planned Parenthood goes on the attack.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Kate Dyer, the CEO of STEM Express, says that what would make her laboratory happy is to get another 50 livers a week from the multiple abortion clinics that they work with across the country. Another 50
livers a week
livers from late-term babies.
What would keep your lab happy? Like, what would make your lab happy?
Another 50 livers a week.
And STEM Express is truly Planned Parenthood's weakest link in their baby parts chain. STEM Express is the piece of evidence that completes the puzzle and shows exactly how deep the criminal rabbit trail goes with Planned Parenthood selling baby parts.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
How much more grotesque can this get?
Exactly. There's a whole constellation of state and federal laws and regulations that are routinely violated in the practice of harvesting and selling aborted baby parts, and STEM Express, in their business model and in their practices, confirms all of that. Planned Parenthood, for their part, isn't even responding to this anymore. They're trying not to address any of it because they can't argue anymore that they're not doing partial birth abortions in order to get higher quality baby parts.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
I mean, Planned Parenthood has volume.
Right.
You know, because they're a volume institution.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. Planned Parenthood has gone on the attack in filing a lawsuit in Louisiana and through the Obama administration in Kansas. I want to explain both of these, and we want to take your phone calls on this, 1-800-684-3110. This coming as pressure grows to stop funding, not just at the federal level, but at the state level as well, and also investigations that are being opened up against Planned Parenthood. We'll explain it for you today on the broadcast, these new developments and how Planned Parenthood is truly going on the attack or the offensive, if you will. Through the Obama administration, Kansas has had some of their Medicaid funding taken away through the administration, and they defunded Planned Parenthood through Medicaid, about $300,000, and now the administration has cut that same amount to, the Obama administration has cut that same amount to Kansas in retaliation. We'll get an update from Than Bennett on that move. And then in Louisiana, Governor Bobby Jindal also barred patients in the state from receiving medical care through Planned Parenthood. And so, again, a defunding of Planned Parenthood there. And Planned Parenthood has filed a lawsuit. They have asked a federal court to block the enforcement of that order by Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. So that's happening today. Planned Parenthood going on the offensive. We want to take your phone calls about it. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, we are working aggressively to stop the funding of Planned Parenthood at the federal level, at the state level, and also to continue to defend those who really have come under attack because of these investigative videos that have exposed what Planned Parenthood is all about. And now we know they are in the business of selling intact children to these research, so-called research clinics, and doing that for a fee and a financial benefit. And the videos have exposed that, but we know this needs more attention. We want to take your phone calls on it, 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. You can stay updated on all these different breaking issues at aclj.org. Over 260,000 people have joined our petition to stop funding Planned Parenthood. You can join that by going to aclj.org or calling now 877-989-2255. We also have a matching challenge. That means anything you donate right now to the American Center for Law and Justice will be doubled for you. You can make that online donation at aclj.org or donate by phone by calling our toll-free number 877-989-2255. It's a great time to support the ACLJ with your financial contribution if you're able to. We'll be right back.
Line, The fight to protect life is intensifying. With each new video released by the pro-life investigative journalists, we see the brutality of the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood engaging in the horrific practice of dismembering babies and selling body parts. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, working with Congress and in federal court to stop this brutal assault on the unborn. More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our petition right now, stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Planned Parenthood on the attack. This is in light of the videos that have been exposed. I think there have been eight videos in total exposing the practices of Planned Parenthood and these companies like Stim Express, who's now stopped doing business with Planned Parenthood, mostly because of the congressional investigations, the state investigations, the lawsuits that these companies have decided that it's not in their financial interest. And this is key in the battle against Planned Parenthood, that it's not in their financial interest to continue a relationship working with Planned Parenthood because of this unwanted attention, certainly, by these groups. I want you to take a listen to the head of Stim Express, and she's talking here about Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, and one of the top doctors from Planned Parenthood, Deborah Nicotola. And take a listen. This is Byte 13 about how they work with Planned Parenthood, how they feel about Planned Parenthood, and what Planned Parenthood's all about.
Do you feel the same kind of support, like from Cecile and from Deborah? And
and just, you know, everyone at PPFA and just, you know, the affiliates. I mean, I just think you're either in the cause or you're not.
Yeah.
And if you're not in the cause, like, they don't need you around.
Get out.
They need champions. And if you're not a champion, you should go.
Yeah.
Because that's just, you know, and I don't know, the clinics, you know, they're very guarded, as they should be.
Yeah.
And who do they let in their house? They want champions in their house.
Champions for abortion. Now, that's the focus there. Kate Dyer, the CEO of Stim Express, the company that was in the purchasing process with Planned Parenthood, buying these, sometimes we now know from the video that was released yesterday, intact children from Planned Parenthood to do medical research on and have their technicians. Remember in that video, we played it, we can play it later in the broadcast today, how they Kate Dyer says, you know, we need to let our technicians know before they open a box if it's going to be an intact child. And, you know, we need 50 more livers a week. Again, that was in the video released just yesterday. And it talks about how Planned Parenthood only wants to be surrounded by, they only want to let people in who are champions for abortion. We're going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I want to go to Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs, because Than, Planned Parenthood has now gone on the attack today. One, through the Obama administration, going after Kansas, which I want you to talk about, and then two, also in this lawsuit, federal lawsuit, against Louisiana and Governor Jindal, who defunded Planned Parenthood. They want an injunction there stopping that defunding. So they're now taking some aggressive action and also using the Obama administration, their top allies, and you know, if you have your top ally in the present, to try and also punish the states that have defunded Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, and I think the story out of Kansas, Jordan, is particularly telling. I think you put the right word on it when you said retaliation. But it also just so clearly reveals how sold out for abortion this administration is. And in this case, Jordan, I mean, we got to put it plainly. It is at the expense of women, directly counter to what the pro-abortion industry would say. Because what our listeners need to understand, this is what has happened in Kansas. Kansas decided on their own that they would start using their portion of Medicaid dollars. Medicaid is a federal state share program. They would use their portion of Medicaid dollars that come down through Title 10 for what it was actually intended for health care for the poor. This administration responded, Jordan, by deciding that they would cut that health care for the poor if it would not be used to would not be spent on abortions. That is in direct contrast to what the United States Senate did. They didn't cut a dime for health care, Jordan. They just simply said, you can't use it at a Planned Parenthood for abortion. We want it intended for health care. This administration has said, if it's not going to be used for abortion, it's not going to be used for poor people's health care as well.
Folks, we've got a matching challenge right now. We have six attorneys working on a case involving these videos and facing the National Abortion Federation. Again, it underscores the allies that Planned Parenthood has around the country, whether you're talking about Kansas and the Obama administration, as Stan has said, this retaliation, being punished for defunding Planned Parenthood and taking away the federal match, some of the federal matching funds for Medicaid. And we've got our attorneys in California as well. We need you to stand with us. If you're able to make a financial contribution, this is a great time. Because of our matching challenge, anything you donate is doubled for the American Center for Law and Justice. You can make that online donation at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, or by phone calling 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's go to the phones. I know a lot of people want to comment today. It's 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. Doug is calling in. Doug, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. And thank you for your show.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you for your obedience. I have a couple comments. A couple years ago, I was in either Austin, Texas or San Francisco. I was approached by a Planned Parenthood, you know, people passing out these little brochures. And all I had to say was three words back to them. I am pro forwards. I am pro-life. If it was anything more than abortions, you'd think somebody would stick around and try and discuss what Planned Parenthood was, but they immediately would turn around and walk off. Immediately, when I said, I am pro-life, it was an immediate reaction to turn around and walk off, which told me all they were worried about was pro-abortion.
Well, that's their top issue. When you look at the real stats about what Planned Parenthood does, they're in the business of abortion. And the way they report their numbers, I'm pretty much could guarantee that they are not reporting, for instance, the sale of these, as they call them, you know, fetal body parts or intact children as part of that business either. So they've got it all separated out, and they take the federal funding and the state funding they receive to do some of these other services. Mostly it's that they suggest people, you know, they tell people, okay, you could go here, you should go there. They're not performing procedures like mammograms, for instance, at their facilities or their clinics. And as you realize, Doug, in your conversation with them, it's all about abortion. As you heard Kate Dyer, the CEO of Stem Express, say, they want champions for abortion. And we have to realize who these people are. And so take a listen. This is Kate Dyer talking about what would make Stem Express happy. Take a listen, Bite 6.
On the range piece, what do you guys feel like you could do on that front?
I know.
Maybe.
So what would keep your lab happy? Like, what would make your lab happy?
Another 50 livers a week.
Think about that. Another 50 livers a week is what would keep their lab happy. Where do those livers come from? Children, aborted children. And you know, they laugh about this. And again, folks, it's difficult to listen to. It's difficult to watch these videos. But we are exposing Planned Parenthood. We've got a petition with over 260,000 people. You can call now if you want to join that, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Be a part of our matching challenge. It's a great time. You know, we are defending some of those behind the videos. And we've got six lawyers out in California working on this from the ACLJ in a lawsuit from the National Abortion Federation. We need you to stand with us. If you're able to support us financially right now, this is a great time to do it because your donation will be effectively doubled. It's part of a matching challenge. To be a part of that, you can make a donation online at aclj.org or by phone 877-989-2255. And we're, of course, in prayer that horrendous incident that happened and the shooting that happened in Virginia. It now looks, as the news is reporting, that the suspect and the shooter in that case, who killed two from a news team, and our prayers are with that family as we, you know, we don't have a lot of information about this yet, but that suspect has also killed themselves and or shot themselves. And so as this news comes in, we will continue to update you on that, but our prayers are with that the loved ones, the family there, and those who were brutally killed, and we don't know any reasons why, and there's no justification for these kind of acts whatsoever, but we don't know the reason why. We're waiting for more information, but wanted to update you on that, as well as I know a lot of news around the country is focused on that horrendous story out of Southwest Virginia. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Let's try to take one more call before the break then.
All right, let's quickly go to Marjorie calling from Florida on line two. Marjorie, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for all your hard work. Thank you. May God always bless you for all you do. And I just wanted to say that I think a lot of these issues that we're having, that we're facing as a nation, as a, you know, in the world, has a lot to do with our priests, our preachers, that are not doing what you're doing here through this channel, you know, telling us what's going on, calling the government on all these issues that are making us sinners every day, that are putting us away from God. I mean, we are just, you know, following this path because when we go to church, we just have a priest that is not.
Thank you, Marjorie. I'm only cutting you off here because we're up against a hard break, folks. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Planned Parenthood's on the attack. If you're just joining us, we'll explain that as well when we get back. To talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. To be part of our matching challenge, a great time to support the American Center for Law and Justice and our work, go to aclj.org. Or call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We'll be right back.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The fight to protect life is intensifying. With each new video released by the pro-life investigative journalists, we see the brutality of the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood engaging in the horrific practice of dismembering babies and selling body parts. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, working with Congress and in federal court to stop this brutal assault on the unborn. More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our petition right now. Stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Against with Planned Parenthood. They've gone on the offensive today in a couple of different ways. One through the Obama administration and an issue involving Kansas. Kansas defunded Planned Parenthood via Medicaid. Now the Obama administration has retaliated by withholding the same amount of funds that are withheld in the states, about $300,000 that would go to these Planned Parenthood facilities. And by the way, that money was just redirected by the state. And Than, that's important to point out. That money was redirected by the state to go to other health clinics that are not part of the abortion industry, not part of the abortion business. It wasn't cutting the funding. It was just redistributing the funding to different facilities.
And in fact, I think the fairest thing to say, Jordan, is that it was actually redirected for the purpose that Congress passed it for, which is health care for the poor. I mean, that's what the Medicaid program is supposed to be. And more, through the political force that you're talking about, Planned Parenthood has succeeded in channeling that money to be not only used for abortion, but also used to support their other practices. So Kansas was trying to redirect it back into the purpose that it was originally for. And Planned Parenthood has come in and not engaged on the merits, because this is what they do. They can't win on the merits, so instead they use blunt political force and try to retaliate against the state of Kansas. And I think it's high time that that be rolled back on them. It should be politically toxic for a federal official or a state official to now back Planned Parenthood in the wake of what we're seeing in these videos. I think that's what it's going to take, Jordan, to make the actions like Kansas and Louisiana and the other states hold up at the end of the day.
Yeah, in Louisiana, Planned Parenthood bringing a lawsuit against the state there, and specifically Governor Jindal, because of the defunding. They're trying to get a federal court to stop that defunding, and again through the Medicaid program. But take a listen. This is who we're fighting, you know, because we've got President Obama. He made this pledge when he was first on the campaign trail to be elected president. Take a listen. It's a flashback. Let's go to it.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
And so when you have that language like that, I will not yield, Planned Parenthood will not yield, and remember, God bless you, Planned Parenthood, those kind of statements coming from the President of the United States, and now, as the headline reads, Obama punishes Kansas for defunding Planned Parenthood by cutting its Medicaid funding. And again, the funding that Kansas decided to redistribute was just that. It wasn't that they cut money going to community health and, as Than said, health for the poor. It was that they stopped the money going to Planned Parenthood facilities. And by taking that action, the Obama administration has now cut their Medicaid funding in Kansas at the same amount. So you see, when you fight this industry, you've got to be, it's a real fight. I mean, it's a real, they will take you on, whether it's in court, whether it's on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., whether it's in the states, and they will use their allies. So we're fighting, the National Abortion Federation in court out in California. And we even look in the state assemblies in California, and they voted against even an audit of Planned Parenthood. This is in light of so much of the financial wrongs that have come to light of what Planned Parenthood has done and some of their finances. And even a basic audit was voted down in California by their assembly. And again, it's because they've got allies. It's not just at the federal level. It's at the state level as well. I want to go right to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. Than, let's get some calls.
Yeah, we're going next to Allison calling from New York on line 4. Allison, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I've hit a gnawing, horrible thought since all of these films were coming out. I think it's time to follow the money trail of the doctors who work with Planned Parenthood. I am a registered nurse who works in a pediatric-oriented specialty. One particular month of a while back, there were several moms that were in our specialty that were talking about how they were pressured to have abortions, either for their own health, or one in particular was a single mom who was expecting twins, and she was told that her twins were going to be very deformed. Those kids are fine. There are mistakes that can happen on ultrasound, but there were others that were told their kids were going to be Down syndrome, you should have an abortion, the kids were fine. So don't know what to make of that. But in light of the recent case against the one doctor that, and most doctors are fabulous, but the one doctor that was diagnosing people with cancer that didn't have it, I kind of wonder how far the rot extends with the tentacles of this horrible industry.
Well, you know, Allison, thank you for your phone call. And you think about this, it's the abortion distortion factor. They're not held to the same standards of any other medical facilities. And in Texas, for instance, they have been fighting against having to comply with ambulatory surgical center care standards, and they fought against that as well. So they're never held to the same standard as regular doctors and regular medical facilities, and they fight against that. And it's part of that abortion distortion. They have been treated differently. And so even when it seems like common sense to have facilities that are doing invasive procedures, sometimes, you know, up to 26 weeks into a pregnancy, and they don't have to meet the standards of care that an ambulatory surgical center would meet. That's not a normal surgery center. That's an ambulatory surgical center, and they fight against that. And as you talk about, you know, this idea, they're in the business of abortion. So if they can convince someone to have an abortion, that's what's best for their bottom line. If you walk into those doors, that's what they're all about. I mean, you can look at that through their websites, through their clinic websites. All of that information is there. It's why we have to fight so aggressively. These videos have touched a nerve, rightly so. They are difficult to watch. They're difficult to listen to, even on this broadcast, and sometimes difficult to even decide to play for you some of these sound bites. But we have to understand that the horrible activities that are going on in our country, here in the United States, in 2015, with all the technology we have and all the science we have, and there are still businesses who are profiting and selling body parts, Planned Parenthood, of children who were aborted, or in some cases, intact children who were aborted, to these facilities and companies like Stim Express and others doing so-called research. I want to take more phone calls. Remember, we've got a matching challenge right now. Anything you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice, we're able, that becomes doubled for us at the ACLJ. You can donate online at aclj.org or by phone, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We need your support. We also have a petition up with over 260,000 signatures to defund Planned Parenthood. This is at the federal level and also the state level. And now we're starting to see, folks, we're in court in California against the National Abortion Federation. We are, you look at this move the Obama administration has done to punish Kansas for defunding Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood has now filed lawsuits in Louisiana as well to stop the defunding there. So even when you make that decision to stop the funding at the state level, the federal government tries to get involved, the federal courts get involved. We've got to fight so aggressively to stop Planned Parenthood. Call now 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org. Remember, we have another half hour of the broadcast coming up, and we want to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. If you're on the line, stay on the line. We will get to your calls, 1-800-684-3110, to talk to us on air. And we need you to get involved now. A great time to support the American Center for Law and Justice. You can support us online, be part of our matching challenge at aclj.org or by phone, 877-989-2255. We'll be right back. Are we blind
to more than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our petition right now. Stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to be part of the broadcast today, 1-800-684-3110. We're, of course, talking about these Planned Parenthood really exposing the abortion industry and all the companies that are involved, all the various businesses that are involved, and whether it's these research companies like Stem Express, which has now stopped doing business with Planned Parenthood, but their CEO, Kate Dyer, you know, on these videos talking about how they want 50 more livers a week. And those come from, again, aborted children, and talking about the intact children that they receive and letting their technicians know before they open the box so they're not shocked. This in the video that was released yesterday by the Center for Medical Progress. We are continuing again, folks. We've got our fight in California in court there for those who are trying to release these videos and these documentaries to expose Planned Parenthood and the companies that work with them and what they're all about. Now Planned Parenthood going through the Obama administration and punishing the state of Kansas for cutting taxpayer funds for Planned Parenthood. They have so you've seen now the federal government reduce its Title X funding to the state by almost the exact same amount as the amount that was defunded from Planned Parenthood. And this wasn't money taken out of the Medicaid and health expenditures of the state. So it wasn't cut funding. It was cut to Planned Parenthood. But it went to other medical facilities. It was redirected to other medical facilities, health clinics, to help what Medicaid is all about, those in need. Receive medical care, and it is not supposed to go to abortion, and they decide they don't want to go into an organization that also provides abortions, the number one abortion provider in the United States, the number one abortion provider in the world, Planned Parenthood, and now they are seeing really being punished by the Obama administration, by the federal government. In Louisiana, Planned Parenthood has filed a federal lawsuit to block enforcement of an order by the governor there, Bobby Jindal, to bar patients from receiving medical care through Planned Parenthood. Again, it's a state funding issue and Medicaid and who they're going to reimburse, saying go to other clinics, go to other health community health clinics to get your care. We don't want to fund Planned Parenthood. And again, now a federal lawsuit as well. This issue out of Kansas, though, I think is really important because it underscores the allies Planned Parenthood has at that federal level with the Obama administration. I want to go right to the phones. We got a lot of people who called in the first half hour still holding on, and I want to get to those calls now. Than, who's next?
Yeah, we're going to start with Cheryl calling in from New York on line 5. Cheryl, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for all you're doing. An interesting thing I just found out yesterday. And not only do they have connections at the federal level, Planned Parenthood, but also at the state level. I receive emails from liveaction.org. If anybody wants to check them out, they're a pro-life organization. It's Lila Rose that's the president, and I get emails from them. Got an article about a whole list of all these state senators that get campaign money from Planned Parenthood. Three of my state senators, two of them were on that list, which yep. speaks to why they all voted no to defund Planned Parenthood last month.
That's right. I mean, you're absolutely right, Cheryl, that Planned Parenthood, and you're bringing up at the state level as well. For instance, you're in New York. In California, the assembly there voted down a audit of Planned Parenthood, so even a basic audit of their finances and how they operate there in the largest state in the country. And they did that, and again, they're getting support. So it's not just at the federal level where Planned Parenthood supports members of Congress. It's also at your state level, whether it's your assembly, your state house, state senate. They are funding these elected officials across the country, and they're, you know, participating in advocacy campaigns for them. That's why we have to fight so aggressively, whether it's in court, whether it's in Capitol Hill, whether it's at a state capitol or a state court. Call now if you want to stand with us. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. We're keeping you updated on all the breaking news surrounding these Planned Parenthood videos and the exposure of the abortion industry. We'll be right back. We want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110.
The fight to protect life is intensifying. With each new video released by the pro-life investigative journalists, we see the brutality of the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood engaging in the horrific practice of dismembering babies and selling body parts. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, working with Congress and in federal court to stop this brutal assault on the unborn. More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our petition right now, stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We have a lot of you on the lines. We're going to get to your calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. We have a matching challenge at the American Center for Law and Justice with all this fighting, and whether it's in court in California. We have six ACLJ attorneys working on a case there involving these videos exposing Planned Parenthood against the National Abortion Federation, another outside group involved in the abortion industry. It's not always Planned Parenthood. Sometimes it's their allies, the same interest groups who want to, again, defend this abortion industry. They are, again, as Kate Dyer from STEM Express said, they want champions for abortion, and that's what these groups represent. They fight in federal court for abortion rights or state courts, and they go after individuals as well. And so we're defending that. We want you to stand with us. If you can make a financial contribution to the ACLJ, this is a great time to do it because your donation will be doubled for us. It's called a matching challenge. You can participate in that online at aclj.org or by phone calling our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. Dan, let's go right to the phones.
Yeah, a lot of phone calls coming into the broadcast. We're going to start with April calling from New York on line two. April, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. Is there any way of us knowing that President Obama and his wife, Michelle, is there any, like, procedures that they're supposed to go to make sure, have they actually seen these eight films? Or are they, we're just presuming... So no one's actually, you know, Planned Parenthood is not going to go up to them and say, you've got to see these films. There's really nothing to it. They're just a bunch of whiners. How do we know they've even seen them? I mean, do they sign off in some book somewhere saying this was on their plate for the day? They have to see what everybody's squabbling about? How do we?
Well, actually, April, we have soundbite from Jake Tapper talking to Josh Earnest. This is the White House press secretary, saying that they have not watched the videos. So they, through their White House press secretary, they have made those statements clear that those videos have not been viewed by the president and his team, and that they, you know, trying to discredit the videos. Take a listen. Let's take a listen to this exchange.
There's nothing in these tapes that bothers you and anyone in the White House?
Well, Jake, I got to tell you, these videos were released because of their shock value. And there's no doubt that what's depicted on these videos is shocking. I know that based on the news reports that I've read about the videos. I haven't actually looked at them. But people who have looked at them have raised significant questions about whether or not these videos are credible, about whether or not they've been selectively edited.
So you see the pivot there. It's shocking, but they're not even credible, or maybe they're not credible. And now we see the Obama administration retaliating against a state that's defunded Planned Parenthood in Kansas by withholding some of the matching funds for Medicaid. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars here. And all Kansas did was take the funds that were going to Planned Parenthood and say these will go to other health clinics, community health clinics that do not provide abortion procedures. And so it wasn't, they didn't cut the money that was going out. They just said, we're not going to go to, you know, send this money to Planned Parenthood. And now the federal government's retaliated. So this all involves how, you know, this taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood, this is what it's all about then. I mean, this goes right to the heart of it, Title X funding that comes through the federal government, all of our taxpayer dollars, and goes back out to the states through Medicaid programs like the one in Kansas. And it shows the power the federal government can try to wield by saying, fine, you cut Planned Parenthood's funding. And it's just, again, you're not stopping the funding of health. You're just cutting it to Planned Parenthood. We're going to cut some of your money as well.
No question about it. And it goes back to a point that a caller made in a previous section, Jordan, where she talked about following the money and the fact that when it ultimately came down to it, the United States Senate took a vote on this funding. All but one of the senators who voted to continue that funding had received funding from Planned Parenthood's Political Action Committee. So there's a vicious funding cycle here. But to the point that the last caller just made about Josh Earnest, he says that the evidence isn't credible. And yet in the same breath, Jordan, he admits that he has not even viewed the evidence. And the evidence here is shocking. There's a pile of it. And the most telling evidence is an abortionist picking through a Petri dish of baby parts. That's the evidence that Josh Earnest hasn't even been willing to look at, and yet he just arbitrarily dismisses the evidence as not being credible, even though he hasn't viewed it.
And take a listen to this, folks. This is in a video that came out yesterday. Kate Dyer from STEM Express talking about working with Planned Parenthood on purchasing these what they call fetal body parts, or in some cases, intact children. Take a listen, bite two.
What about intact specimens?
I mean, if you had intact cases, which we've done a lot, so we've sometimes shipped those back to our lab in its entirety. Okay. So that would also be great if you have
the entire case.
Yeah.
So think about that. We've done that a lot, and again, these are intact children, you know, aborted and then being shipped to purchased by a company front. So Planned Parenthood sells these to a company so they can do research on these children. And that's, again, in not just pieces, now we know intact as well. And the White House, again, is saying, you know, they're not even watching the videos. Let's go back to the phone stand.
Yeah, let's go to Shiara on line 6 calling from Alaska. Shiara, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just have a quick question. I have quite a few children. And I grew up mostly in my pastor's house where my best friend lived, and they had 6 children as well. And as much as I don't agree with a lot of the things that are happening with Planned Parenthood, there are a lot of things that they're doing that are positive for our community. And I don't want to encourage anybody to, you know, help fund them, especially with the endeavors they're pressing for. But there are things that they bring to our community. What are we doing to replace those things as we take them down? Like, where can people go to find the resources that will help them to educate their children? Because as much as we want abstinence for our children as Christians in today's society, we send them out into a world where that's not commonplace. And the likelihood is that a lot of our children are not going to stick to abstinence. And in an effort to educate them about sex and the feelings that come along with it and dating versus courting and things like that. I know I teach that at home, but most kids don't get that because in most states...
Well, and they're not going to get that from Planned Parenthood either. You know, Planned Parenthood in the schools, and you can check out their own website. I'm not going to go through it on the air. I don't think it's appropriate. But let me just get to the facts, and I think that this answers your question. There are 13,540 community health clinics, and I see you're calling from Alaska, and there's, you know, they're all around Alaska. I think there's 4 Planned Parenthood facilities in Alaska, and there's, I can't even count how many community health clinics there are that are not related to the abortion industry, but there are certainly, I can see more than 25 now, so in your state, so 25 versus 4, and it's probably more than that, the dots on the map. So there's 13,540 clinics providing comprehensive health care for women specifically that do not provide abortion. There are only 600 in the entire nation, 665 Planned Parenthood locations, and they don't do mammograms there. They don't even do the procedures that they try to distract with. So a lot of this is the abortion distortion and the distraction. They're in the business of abortion. The other health clinics are there. You know, it's not even an issue of do they exist. It's an issue of funding them, and that's what this is really all about. And, Than, the truth is, it's the calls like this, we talked about them on the broadcast yesterday. It's part of Planned Parenthood's deception is to try and get you to say, you know, it's horrible, it's horrendous, but they do this other stuff. And we know that there are plenty of organizations, plenty of health clinics ready to go if we defunded Planned Parenthood completely, also at the federal level.
People have just got to understand the important point that you just made. Not only are community health centers rampantly more available than Planned Parenthood's, there would be more access geographically, but Jordan, those locations actually provide the services that the caller was talking about. When you go into a Planned Parenthood, these are just the sad numbers, and they're the sad numbers that come out of Planned Parenthood's own numbers. 333,000 pregnant women go into a Planned Parenthood. Only about 6,000 of those women carry that child to term. 327,000 of them perform abortions. They are an abortion mill. If we want to provide the services that the caller was talking about, the way to do that is to take the funding away from Planned Parenthood and actually give them to those thousands of community health centers that you were talking about. It would be geographically diverse, and they would actually deliver the services that we're talking about.
Folks, we are going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you're on the line, hang on the line. We will get your calls when we come back from this break. I encourage you to be informed on this issue. Go to aclj.org. And if you can join us in with your financial support, it's a great time to support the ACLJ financially. We have a matching challenge right now where anything you're able to donate to the ACLJ is doubled for us. And so this is a great time if you thought about supporting us financially in the past or if you have supported us before and you're thinking about making another contribution, this is a great time to do it. You can make it online at aclj.org and be part of that matching challenge or by phone 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. When we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. And in light of this tragedy from Planned Parenthood, these atrocities that we're seeing through these videos, we also need to be in prayer for the incident that's happened in Virginia. Is the news coming out about that? A former employee, this horrible shooting. I know the news is covering that. And our prayers with the families affected there and those who have lost their lives in this tragedy. We come back. We'll take more of your phone calls on Jay Sekulow Live.
The fight to protect life is intensifying. With each new video released by the pro-life investigative journalists, we see the brutality of the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood engaging in the horrific practice of dismembering babies and selling body parts. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, working with Congress and in federal court to stop this brutal assault on the unborn. More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our petition right now, stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The fight to protect life is now focused on the U.S. Senate. A critical pro-life bill that bans late-term abortions has just been introduced in the Senate. But the powerful pro-abortion lobby is gearing up, putting pressure on lawmakers to reject this vital legislation, not even put it up for a vote. It's critical that the Senate take up and approve this measure that would ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. This life-saving measure already has been approved in the House. Now the focus is on the Senate. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on members of the Senate to pass this critical measure without delay. Sign on to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Our thoughts and prayers to those affected by this terrible tragedy caught on camera in Virginia involving two from a news crew reporter and cameraman, and the individual now involved in this shooting was posting the footage. A former employee, we now know, who the reports are that he has killed himself in this, so our prayers there. I know so much of the news coverage is about this horrendous tragedy caught on camera, and I think it was during a live broadcast this morning out in Southwest Virginia in Roanoke, Virginia. And so our thoughts and prayers, and I know you're joining with us with those who are affected. We're going to continue to take your phone calls now, focusing on this Planned Parenthood issue as well. To talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Than, let's go right to the phones.
Yeah, first up is William calling from Georgia on line one. William, you're on the air.
Hey, Jordan. Hey, Than. Real quickly, I got a two-part question for you. My first question is this. With all the incriminating evidence of these videos that came out against Planned Parenthood, what's taking them so long to actually prosecute these people who are involved? And the second question is, with President Obama's involvement with actually defunding Kansas for standing up for defunding Planned Parenthood, why isn't he equally being charged as responsible for the same situation, because it seems like he gets a free ride because he's the president?
Well, you know, this is that power that the federal government wields. I mean, so Than, when you look at these Medicaid issues, it looks directly that this was a response to Kansas defunding Planned Parenthood, as William has asked about, and so the amount that was cut to go to Planned Parenthood, almost the exact same amount was cut by the federal government in the Medicaid funds that, you know, it's this federal and state program. And so we see this retaliation or punishment, as the headline says, for the states who have decided to do something about this funding that goes to Planned Parenthood, at least at the state level, and take action where it's a tougher battle at the federal level to take action at the state level. And they're being retaliated against. But this is, again, because of the way that Planned Parenthood is funding, William, through the federal government. And then on the legal issues, of course, that's, you know, these states have opened up investigations. Congress has opened up investigations into what these videos have shown to determine whether there's criminal activity. And the question is, do our laws allow some of this activity? Now, there's some that looks like it would not be allowed because these procedures, they talk about the abortion procedures being changed so that they could deliver whether it's the pieces of the children aborted or the intact child, that they may have changed abortion procedures. That would be a violation of federal law. But there's also a question about whether or not this is something that, for the most part, is allowed under our law. And they found these loopholes. And so we're going to continue to update you on that, William. Thanks for your phone call. Then let's go back to the phones.
Yeah, and clearly William makes a great point, because the president is in charge of the Department of Justice, but, you know, he should not be in charge of the state portion of the Medicaid dollars, and that is what is happening here. So William rightly points that out. Let's go to line three. Julie is calling from California. Julie, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I would like to know, what are these companies that are buying aborted babies doing with the aborted baby parts?
So they say that they're being used for medical research, and so their technicians, and this is research that, you know, the stem cell research that has not led to really any significant medical developments whatsoever. And there's so many adult stem cells available to do the same kind of research, but that hasn't stopped this industry from being part of, so it's this fetal tissue sale. So you can go to a company, and I'm sure there are others, but like Stem Express, and request what kind of tissues you would like, fetal tissues you would like from these children, and they will go and procure that for you for various research projects. So that's what they're saying it's being used for. And whether that's, you know, they're talking about the 50 more livers a week. That's why they want that, to do research and this research. And then they're selling them again. So they're taking these samples and then they're going back out and selling them to other people. So it goes from Planned Parenthood to a company like Stem Express, and then from Stem Express, possibly research done by other institutions. And we're starting to see more exposure of that industry as well, which I think is a good thing, because it's very tough now to try and deny what Planned Parenthood and their allies are all about.
Right back to the phones we go. We're going to Patrick calling from Indiana on line 4. Patrick, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. The ending to abortion is, if we get a president in this next election that will actually uphold the laws and the Constitution, because abortion is contract murder. The mother or the Planned Parenthood contracts with the doctor to commit the murder of a child that's not aware of it. And if the next president will just use the RICO statutes and tell the truth instead of being pencil whipped by the left and the weak-kneed Republicans, no president has ever told the truth that this is murder.
We have to be ready to fight. You have to be ready to fight. And I thank you for your phone call. And it is a real fight. And so whether it's a president, whether it's a Senate, whether it's the Congress, whether it's at your state level and your governors, you see that this is, it's not a one and done simple situation. It's going to be a real fight. And I think we've had a renewed life into this battle for life, if you will. And now we need to, again, seize the opportunity. Not just talk about how bad this is, but do something about it. Thank you for your phone call. Back to the phones we go.
Yeah, we're going to Robert next on line 5 from Nevada. Robert, you're on the air.
Hi, I was wondering about the constitutionality of the president administration cutting funds to Kansas City. My understanding was that the power of the purse was in the Congress.
You know, this funding is approved by Congress under Title 10, and that's where so much of this funding for Planned Parenthood comes from. This idea that we need to defund Planned Parenthood is to stop the Medicaid funding for, you know, women's health going to Planned Parenthood, not going to other health clinics, not going to women's health, but just specifically, so not cutting it down, but not going to abortion providers like Planned Parenthood. And so Congress approves this budget, but then, you know, you have the federal government who goes in and says, well, you've cut this, so we're going to cut that.
Well, and Medicaid is a federal state share. So what Kansas did was, with their state funding of Medicaid, and then the president came back and cut the federal portion. It was something that Kansas should have had the ability to do, but the president also controls some of those funds, and that is what he cut. Last call of the day is Marcus calling on line 2 from California. Marcus, you're on the air.
Hi. Comment and question. The comment is, why doesn't Obama put this much effort in what he's stopping the state into checking out if this is true or not? And the question is, our forefathers' biggest hiccup was the state having the power to do what they want without the government telling them what to do. So how is Obama being able to tell the state what to do and what not to do?
You know, it's what Than said. It's a federal-state partnership, so the state can go, you know, take certain steps. The federal government can take certain steps, so it's not just a state issue or federal issue. And I agree with Than. We're going to look at the legal side of this as well, and this move by the Obama administration. I would say to your first question, why is he not, President Obama, putting more effort into this? They don't care. They don't think that these are children. They don't think this life matters. And he's, you know, it said, you know, his support for Planned Parenthood and, as he calls it, choice will not yield. We have got to be able to fight. We're doing that because of your support. If you're able to support the American Center for Law and Justice, this is a great time to do it. You can go to ACLJ.org and be part of our matching challenge. That's ACLJ.org or call 877-989-2255. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our petition right now. Stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.